A wholesome response. The days spent in Battle Creek were difficult, crucial, but successful. However, the large building was given up for the present. Hammers, saws, and trowels were laid aside, and church leaders were determined to follow the counsel given. James was put on the board of directors, which helped to establish confidence. To hold things on an even keel, he told of plans that would make it possible for the Institute to continue its activities within its resources. He assured everyone that the business was sound and urged them to manifest a gracious attitude toward those responsible for the current problems. 4 years later, he was happy to report that "We have worked in accordance with our faith, and with the blessing of God, and the cooperation of faithful friends at the Institute, and also abroad. It has been gradually rising, and is now enjoying a full tide of prosperity. It was finally on a sound financial basis, under good management, and with 4 physicians on the staff. Enlargement of the main building was about finished, and the cottages had been refurbished. It seemed that there should be a rededication of the facilities. This would offer an opportunity to acquaint the city and surrounding community with the institution. A committee was formed to foster such a program, and the back page of the July 18th review carried an announcement of a health convention to be held Thursday, July 27th, with plans for a banquet. James White, as chairman of the Committee on Arrangements, signed the notice.